Kurbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Samach Beis. A bit more of the Agadata that we kind of, I guess, kind of sort of started yesterday. Obviously, Ksuvas is halacha mixed in. And then Mitzvah tomorrow, we get the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. But again, we're going to build off this mission that we saw yesterday, talking about the different amount of times that a husband has to be with his wife. Again, we started the mission and said that someone who swears off being with his wife. So Beis Shammai says it's only for 2 weeks because we find a precedent like that in halacha where when a woman gives birth to a girl. Beis Hillel said, no, it's only a week because we find a precedent like that in halacha by Nida. But if it's more than that, so then there's grounds for divorce. So we're about 10 lines up here on Samech Aleph and Beis that Rav says, Amar Rav, Machlokas ben Mefaresh. That's only, right, if he says clearly, right, that he says it's going to be 2 weeks or it's going to be 1 week or whatever. Abba Bistam, if the guy just swears never again, so then, Divrei Kol Yotzei L'Atzel V'Yitzei Ksuba. Then everybody agrees that you have to give her a Ksuba right away. Because again, we don't say that we wait a week and see if we could figure out what the deal is. No, we say we get rid of it right away. Obviously, if the wife wants, we get rid of the marriage right away. So there's no reason to delay things. Amr Shmuel says, no, afilu bistam nami yamtin. Still, if he says, I'm never going to be with you ever again, so we still wait the 2 weeks or the 1 week, according to Rabbi Shalom Meis Hillel, because shem yimtza pesach l'nidra, because maybe he'll find some reason to some ability to get rid of his nether. Right? We know there's something called matir nether. A person can say, oh, if I only knew this, I would never have taken the nether. The Talmud Chacham, a Beis Din, can get rid of the nether. Right, so Shmuel says we'd still give him, right, that week or two, depending on who you hold like, to get rid of, to see if we can get rid of it. And the problem is, says the Gemara, that Hapligi Bachar Zimna, that Rav and Shmuel already had this machukas as to whether you have an immediate divorce by something else, or you give someone, you give the husband a week or two to be made for nether, to matar nether, somewhere else. The Mishnah we're going to learn in about a week or so, right? About, where is it? In Daf? Where is it? Ayin Aleph. Okay, so yeah, so that's going to be coming up, right? In about what does it say? Samuch Bay. So about a week and a half. Right, so we start learning the Mishnah. Hamadir is Ishto Milenos Lo Ash Loshim Yom. If someone, the husband says, right, he's not like his wife is not allowed to get benefit for 30 days. Right, he's not allowed. She's not allowed to benefit from him or right, from any of his stuff. From monetarily, it's not talking about bia, but it's talking about monetarily, right? Again, and he has to support her somehow. He has to give her food, right? That's just to have some sort of money. But so the nether takes effect. So how do you do that? How do you keep her? Obviously, you got to keep her alive. You got to provide for her. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, Yamid Parnas, Yamid Parnas. So then you have to set up somebody to be Mefarnas. I mean, he can basically get away around this nether that the guy can give money. Let's say Reuven can give money to Shimon, and Shimon can give money to Reuven's wife. And just kind of get around the nether like that. Yotzer mikan, if it's going to be longer than 30 days, so then Yotzer yivitein kisubasa, right? Then you have to give a ksuba, right? Again, a husband is obligated to support his wife, right? That's masna mashma because of the Torah is written in the ksuba, etc. But Rav said, lo shanar el bafarish, right? Same achokas. Rav said, it's only if he said 30 days. But if he just said, you're never benefiting from my stuff ever, so then Yotzer yivitein kisuba, yivitein kisuba, you got to divorce her, because that's one of the tanaim of the marriage. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel says, as we saw here, Afilu Bistam Nami Yamtin, Shami Yimsa Pesach Lenidro, that even if he just said forever, or what he didn't specify a time period, so then you still have to wait the prescribed 30 days, right? Because maybe he'll be mounting nether. So you see that machlokas already by the case of benefit. So why do we have that same machlokas over here by the case of Bia? So Gemara says, Tzricha, we need both cases. The Eid, Mar Baha, if you only have our case in the Mishnah by Bia, so Baha, well, there's no way you can get around that nether. You can't appoint someone else to have beer with your wife, Rahman al-Aslan. That's not a thing. So maybe, right, only here Rav says you have to give her divorce right away, because there's nothing you can do. There's no way you can get around your nether. But in that case, after Befarnes, where you can actually, you know, can get around it, you can give money to this guy, and he can give money to the wife. So you might have thought, that Rav would agree with Shmuel, that you could wait the 30 days, and maybe they'll be matter nether. And if you would only have the machlokas over there, maybe Bahakam or Shmuel, maybe only over there Shmuel said that you wait 30 days, because again, you can get around the nether. But over here, where you can't, so the Ema Modile the Rav, you might have thought that Shmuel agrees with Rav, so therefore, Tzricha, we have it in both cases. Okay. Hatalmidim Yotzim Hatalmud, again, we had this whole list of people who have to be with their wives. And the first one, this is basically what we're going to deal with the entire daf. The first one was the Talmidim, right? The Talmidei Chachamim, the people who are learning, the Bnei Yeshiva. He said that without permission, right, they're allowed to go for 30 days, right? And then they have to come back, and then they have to be with their wives. So the Gemara says, Bishus Kama. But let's say he has permission. Let's say the wife is fully on board with him learning in Yeshiva. So how long? So the Gemara says, well, Kama Devai. What do you mean? Whatever she agrees to. I'm going to see the story about Rabbi Kiva's wife. It's many, many years, 12 years. So the Gemara says, no, Orcha de Milsa Kama. Fine, okay, the wife is being a tzedekes, but Tachlis. How long is it appropriate for a yeshiva bachar, not yeshiva bachar, but a yeshiva and avreich, someone who's learning, right, to leave your wife, even if she's, quote unquote, fully on board? So Amar Rav, chodesh kan chodesh b'bayis. I'm going to see 1 month here, 1 month there. Shneimar as Bozik says, l'chol dvar machlokes, machlokos, haba v'yotzeis chodesh b'chodesh, l'chol chodesh eshana. That is a pasuk by war, by David HaMelech. Right, 1 month on, 1 month off by David Melech's army. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Chodesh Kana Rishnayim Bebayis. 1 month on, 1 month, i.e., in Yeshiva, and 2 months at home. Shneimar as Pazik says, Chodesh Yeva Ovano, Shneim Chodeshim Bebeiso. He learns from Pazik by building the Beis HaMikdash, where Shlomo would take workers for 1 month in Lebanon, in quote unquote Lebanon. Maybe probably was up there, but okay. And 1 month, and 2 months home. So Gemar says, okay, so why didn't Rav and Rabbi Yochanan use the other guy's pasuk? Right? Rav Nami, my time alama me'ahi. Why didn't Rav use Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? So he says, "Bshani binya beis hamikdash de'efshar ali de'echerim." Because that's different. When it has one month on and 2 months off, that you have a rotation. Right? Shlomo Melech rotated, right, between, what did they have? 10,000, 18,000. I forget the number exactly, but he had a series of workers. Right, Rashi over here says shnayim chodashim be'beiso lamin elef. He says they had 30,000 workers, and they kind of rotated them every month or so. So that each 10,000 would spend 1 month on and 2 months off, right? Because you have other people to be able to do it. Right? But to learn Torah, right, you don't have, there's no one can learn Torah for you. You got to do that yourself. So 1 month on, 1 month off. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Rabbi Ahi, why didn't he hold like Rav? Right from the other pasuk, that's 1 month on, 1 month off. Shani Hasam, just like Harvacha. And apparently there's a lot of Harvacha, there's a lot of benefit from war, so that was different. If you look at Rashi, Ishu Nen and Beis HaMelech, apparently they got paid very well, maybe the spoils, whatever. So the wife was happy over there that the husband would be gone 1 month. And 1 month, it would be 1 and 1, as opposed to 1 and 2 at home. So there, the wife would be happy. But in general, it should be 1 month on. Is it 1 month in yeshiva and 2 months at home? Okay, fine. I'm a Rav. Rav says again. Once we have this Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we do this again. Sort of anacha shoveres chatzi gufo shel adam. Right, not related to what we've been talking about, but an anacha, a kretz. I don't know. I forget whatever the word is in Yiddish. I'm not so holding in Yiddish. A sigh, like one of those type of things. So that breaks half a person's body. That person, I don't know if it's a complaint or he's upset about something or he's letting out a groan, probably is a better word. So Shneimar b'Pasuk says, Ve'ata ben adam he'anach b'shivrom masayim v'riros te'anach. Right? Te'anach is a groan. So that's b'shivrom masnayim. Right? Will break your masnayim, or, I don't know, poorly translated in the Arabic scroll as loins, but it means person's waist and from the waist down. So that's half your body. It's okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I've called Gufo Shalom, even the entire body. Shneimar, he quotes a different pasuk, Vaya ki yomru elecha alma atananach. They'll say, what are you groaning for? If I'm Martin, you'll say, al shmua ki bav and ameiz kol lever afu kol edayim v'cheyasa kol ruach v'chol berkayim telach namayim. Right, because all about this is breaking me. Right, the destruction of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What people are hearing, right? Everything breaks. Right, my heart, my hands, my nefesh, my ruach, right? His knees, right? Berkayim, the whole body. Their eyes. Rabbi Yochanan nami yaksid b'shivrom asnaim. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the other pasuk that says half the body? So he would say that is the chimas maschala mimasnaim maschala, meaning that's where it starts from. Rav Nami Ayn. Rav doesn't. Rav have the pasuk that says Aksiv and Ames Kol Lever Afu Kol Yedaim Kesar Kol Ruach. What about the pasuk clearly says the whole body is breaking apart? So he says, yeah, Shani Shmuel Beis Hamikdash Tkifatuva. Okay, Beis Hamikdash is different, right? That's very harsh. Right? That's very tough. So Ahu, and so the Gemara quotes a story, Ahu Yisrael v'ovu kachavim davu ka'azli v'orcha v'adi adadi, lo imtzik ovu kachavim l'sugiv v'adi Yisrael. Apparently there's a Jew and a Goy who were traveling with each other, and you'll see they were familiar with each other. So they were traveling, and the Jew was apparently faster or had more energy, more stamina than the Goy. So Akre churban beis hamikdash, so not a nice guy, he reminded the Goy, in order to cause the Jew to slow down, he kind of just mentioned, oh, by the way, remember the beis hamikdash and how it's gone? So nugged v'itnach, so the Jew groaned. But even though, but still the Goy couldn't keep up with him. So Amalei said, didn't you say, apparently they were friends, right? Then Goy knew a little bit of the Torah, a little bit, he'd heard something in the Beis HaMedrash. He said, Lavam Risu, Anacha Shaveres Chatziguvukal Shel Adam, didn't you tell me that a groan will break half your body? So Amalei said, no, Hani Mili Mil Sechadati. Well, that's if it's a new Tsaris. If I hear a new piece of news, that's terrible. But if this is old already, so no, not as much. Because people say demalfi tichli lo basa, right? People who are used to being sad, used to mourning. Rachman al Islam Rashi says that if a woman loses a child, so the second child she loses is not as painful. Lo aleinu chas shalom. But that's referring to. Apparently, people will say that. It's kind of hard to relate to, but again, you have to remember back then, you know, life expectancy was not nearly what it is now. So one of the Tanaim, I forget already, we lost like 9 kids. It was Rabbi Yochanan. He carried the bone of his kid in his pocket. I forget which one it was, but yeah, okay. Lo aleinu rachman al tzlan, but that's what he was saying. Okay, Vayter. Hatayalim b'chol yom, v'tayalim, every single day with their wives, and the Gemara just simply says, my tayalim. Like, what is that, right? Where do you find someone who's able to do that? So Amarava, b'nei pirki. So apparently people who are learning locally, be the Bnei Yeshiva, the Avreichim, who are learning and they sleep at home. They learn, go to learn during the day and they come home at night. So Amar Abai, Abai said, what? Mind the Kazabu, the Pasuk says about these Talmidei Chachamim who are learning, Shav lechem, mashkim ekum, me'achrei sheves, ochel lechem, atzavim, ken yitein lididos shena. For you people who get up early and stay late, right, Kosh Baruch Hu will Yedidno Shena, for the people who Yedid Shena, will give them sleep. For Yedido, the people who are Yedidim, the people who are dear to him, will give them sleep. What does that mean? V'am Rav Yitzchak, Elu Nishosem Shal Talmidei Chachamim. These are the wives of the Talmidei Chachamim and the people who are learning. Sheminadro Shena Meinei Ba'olam Hazeh Ubo'os Lo Olam Abba. Right, they're sleeping. They don't sleep, rather. That sleep is running away from them. Right, they're running after sleep in this world. But there's Zachat Olam Haba, because again, when the Talmud Chacham is not home all day, he leaves early in the morning, comes back at night, who's taking care of the kids, who's doing the laundry, who's cooking, who's cleaning? It's the wives, but they're getting the schar as well. But clearly the Talmud Chachamim are learning all day. So what do you mean? Vada Marka B'nei Pirkei, what do you mean? They're going to come home every night, they're available all every night to come home and be with their wives. Wait, they're getting up early, they're staying in the base measures late. Bashas is they don't have enough time to be with their wives or enough strength, maybe, I don't know. So Alam Rabbi says no, really, kid Rav. So they like Rav said, Dama Rav, could go Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Right? It's like people like Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rashi says that he was a Malamed Dardiki. Where is that Rashi? I thought that's what he said. Yeah, Malamed Tinokos. Yeah, he was a teacher. He was an elementary school teacher. Baruch Hashem, also very chashuv. But the achol mididei, v'shasi mididei, right? Meaning he eats his own food, he drinks his own food, drinks his own drinks. The gani betula ba'padne, and he sleeps in his own house. V'lo chalif priest taka demalka ababe, and the king never comes to his house, to the gates of his house. Meaning he makes a decent living. Right? Rashi says over here, the king is not coming to collect massive taxes from him. He makes a decent living. He has his own parnasa, but you know he's not a wealthy guy. He's not working his tuchas off. He's in and out. Right? He comes home every day, so it could be that someone who makes his parnasa makes a decent living. Right? He's not too wealthy. Not working as hard. So that's what it's talking about. I tell you, they should be with their wives every single night. So he also, I mean, they go to work and they come back. Right? They work a 9 to 5. They come back. It's easy. Right? But not that parnasa is easy. Never meant to say that. But right? They work a 9 to 5. They came home. They have enough money. They live on. They get by. So that's what it's talking about. Kiyosu Ravin Amar. Ravin said, when Ravin came to Bavel, he said, Kigon Mefanki de Marava. It's like the strong people, the literally means the Mefunakim, are the spoiled ones, but here it means that in the sense that they eat and they drink a lot and they're very, very healthy. Right? So they have the Koach to have beer with their wives every single night. Rabbi Avahu Habakai Bei Bani, and how Samchei Leitrei Avdi. Again, the story about the Talmid Chachamim who had this great strength in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Avahu was hanging out in the bathhouse, and he had two servants with him. And Abchiz Bei Bani Mitusei, and the floor gave way. And Isramile Umda and Solik Vaskinu, and somehow he kind of like supported himself on a pillar, and he held right the two servants. Right, he, can you imagine like picking them up by their necks, by their cloaks? Right, and he was not only was able to hold onto the pillar, he was able to hold those two servants from falling in. And similar by Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasolik Bedarga. Also, he was not in a bathhouse, but he was going up a ladder. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi with him. Maybe it was probably not a ladder, probably like some sort of a staircase, whatever. So Apiska the Darga Tuse, and sure enough, it fell apart, or it was going to fall down. So Solik Vaskinu, right? So he climbed and he grabbed them, right? He was able to kind of save himself and save them. So he said, "What do you mean? What I don't understand. Why are these two Talmidei Chachamim says that these Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Avahu and Rabbi Yochanan, right, had them waiting on him, right? That they had servants, or maybe right, certainly in the case of the servants, but Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they were helping him. So he clearly didn't need anybody to help him, right? They were tremendously strong. So what did he need the help for? So Amar Lehu, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Imkein ma'ani achleis zikna. Why should I leave my strength over? Meaning, why should I use my strength now? What am I going to have when I get older? Right, implying that you want to conserve his strength and not run and tire himself out for when he's older. Okay, beseder. Va'apolim shtayim b'shavus. We said the workers twice a week. Didn't the price say that it's once a week? Sam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, look, Asher, right? There's no problem. Kan ba'osin malacha b'iran, kan ba'osin malacha b'ira cheres. It depends on where they work. If they work in the neighborhood, so in the city, so okay, seder. So then it's twice a week. But if they're traveling, so then it's once a week. Right? Again, we say that right, one of the brachos in the bracha for the birchas oreach, and someone's eating at someone's house, right, in the middle of benching, right, one of the things we say that they bless the baal habayis is that there should be mutzlachas or krova le'ir. That is, parnasa should be not only good and mutzlach and successful, but near and local and in the city, right? So travel time is intense, right? So it's a big bracha to be able to work close to home. Tani Nami Hachi, all the Bryce also says, Apolim Shtayim B'Shabbos, B'medvarim Amurim, and B'Osim Malachim B'Iran, right? When do Apolim have to be twice a week? That's only if they work locally. Aval B'Osim B'Malachim B'Iran, Cheres, Achaz B'Shabbos, and if they work out of town, so then it's once a week. Okay, Achamarim B'Achaz B'Shabbos, and the donkey driver is also once a week. And again, that now just to, right, okay, so I'm going to Rabbi Bar Rav Chana L'Abaye, Ikfol Tana L'Shminan Tayo L'Poel. Why in the world are we talking about these professions, like, well, who cares? Right? Meaning that, again, we started, if you remember, the Mishnah started with the Machlokas, right? Bishan Bishilel, right? A guy makes a neder not to be with his wife. Bishilel says it's for 1 week. Right? Bishan says it's for 2 weeks. So now, 2 weeks, so now already you have professions that are longer than that. Right? Again, we said that the sailors are for 6 months. So if it once the obligation is longer than a week or two, so what do you have to even bring those in? That's what it says. Amalei, lo. So Abai said, no, that's it. We don't really need to know that. But Akulu, really, Basil is talking about all of them. Right? I mean, that, what do you mean? Even in 6 months? Again, the Shaila is that if the obligation is once every, let's say, 30 days or once every 6 months, so who cares if the husband swears it off for a week or two? Right? What's the difference? Right? Why do you even have to bring that in? Right? The obligation doesn't hit for another 5 months and 3 weeks. Second Mar says, yeah, ain't a doma misha isho pas basalo, lemisha ain't lo pas basalo. Right? It makes the wife feel much better, right, if she knows that it's potentially coming in the future. Right? If the husband swears off bia, so then it's not possible. It's not happening. It's not happening for the next week or two. But if she knows that it's maybe, you know, his ship will get delayed, maybe he'll come home early. If someone has pas basalo, if someone has the potential, right, so the person feels much better. But if there's a shvua, Rashi says, since she doesn't feel good about it, and she feels like right in a matzapa labal, he says over here, she's not looking forward to her husband coming home, and so that is a problem. So that's why we included it, that the whole 1 week two week thing applies to all the examples in the Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan L'Abaye, Chamar v'nasa gamal mai. Let's say right, the couple got married, and he was a donkey driver, and he decided he wanted to become a camel driver. Right? If you look at Rashi, right? Nisis lo kishu chamar. Right? Let's say, right? She expected, again, the expectation is that if he's a donkey driver, right? So it was, what was it? It was once a chamar and achas b'shabbos. That's once a week. Now he's going to become a camel driver. It's now once a month. So the wife may have not signed up for that. Right? So what does she prefer? Right? If you look at Rashi, right? The camel drivers are wealthier, right? They make more money. The caravans travel for longer, right? He's working for a whole month. They make more money than a donkey driver. So what would she prefer? Would she prefer they be rich, but she's not with him once every once every month, or would she prefer to be less rich, right, and have him home every week? So Amar Leih, he said, "Rotsa isha b'kavet tiflus me'asara kabin uprishus." That a woman would prefer to be poorer, right, and to be with her husband. She would prefer him to be home as opposed to be richer, right, and him not be home at all. Okay, asapanim achas l'shisha chadashim. The Rabbi Elazar, said that the sailors are once every 6 months. Amar Rav Brona, Amar Rav halach Rabbi Elazar. The halach is like Rabbi Elazar. Now this is confusing because it's not actually talking about the sailors. Like it is back to back in the Gemara like that, but it's not actually talking about that. It's talking about hanach onos v'yitzios shalom b'rishus. Again, when Rabbi Elazar said right that we said before at the beginning of the. Basically a Talmud Chacham can go away for 30 days without his wife. So that's what we're talking about. And as you'll see in a second, we're not talking about the sailors at all. So Amarav Adarav Amarav Zudi Rabbi Elazar. That's only Rabbi Elazar's Shita, right? That the Talmud Chacham can be 30 days without his wife's Rishus, and then he has to come home. But the Chachamim say, Talmidim Yotzim Talmud Torah Shtayim Shaloshanim Below Shalom Rishus. Talmidim Chachamim are different. Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam. They can go for even 2 or 3 years. Even without the wife's permission. Amar Rava says, Samchur Rabbanan, Adarav Adabarava of the Uddh ben Avshahu. Right? So Rava says that even though that's what the Chachamim say, right, people rely on Rav Adabarava, and meaning they Rav Adabarava said that the Chachamim are the ones who say you can stay for 2 or 3 years, and they of the Uddh ben Avshahu, they're playing with their own lives. Right? They are taking their own lives into their own hands, putting their lives at risk by staying away for 2 and 3 years. Because the wives get upset, right? The shalom b'rishus, right? Quote unquote, you have to have shalom bayis and take care of your wife. Right? Kiyad, and the Gemara tells a story. Rachman al-Islam. Kiyad, Rav Ruchumi, that's a name. Not that Rav had Rachman, but Rav Ruchumi, Rav Ashkiach, Kamei, Rav in Mechoza. Rav Ruchumi used to learn by Rav in Mechoza. And Rav Ragel, the Rav Asi, the Vesei, Kol Mali, Yom HaKippur. And he would always come home every Erev Yom Kippur. I'm not sure if it means only once during Yom, but certainly Erev Yom Kippur, he would come home. Yom Chai Mishkache Mishachte Shmaitza, and have a Mishachil Debis. Shmaitza. One day he was just studying so much, right, he didn't make it home, and have a Mishachil Debisu, and his wife was waiting for him. And Hashta Asi. Right, maybe he's coming soon. And Lo Asa Chalish Daite. When he didn't come, so then she got disappointed and she got upset. And Achis Dim Asa Me'ene. And she started crying, right? A tear came down from her eyes. Av Yasev b'Igra, and Afkis Igra mitusev v'nach nafshei, and sure enough, Rav Ruchumi was learning in an attic and upstairs, and the floor gave way, right, and he died. Right, again, Rachman al-Tzlan. You have to always make sure to take the Bein Adam l'Chaveiro as serious as the Bein Adam l'Makom. Okay, says the Gemara, Ona shel tamid chachamim emas. I'm Rabbi Yudav, I'm Shmuel, I'm Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. When is the time? When is the chiyuv for Talmidei Chachamim? People who are learning day and night. So it's a pretty well-known Gemara, I think. Right, Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, what Rashi seems to imply over here. Right, Erev Shabbos, mamash. Right, Rashi says, Leil Tanug v'shvisa v'anas aguf. Right, it doesn't mean once a week. It means Friday night. So, and the Gemara continues. Amar Piryu Yitim Bito, right? That will give fruit at the proper time. Amar Rav Yehuda Yitim Rav Huna, right? Yitim Rav Nachman. Ze Hamishamash Mitasu Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Right? That will Yitim Piryu. That will create fruit. Right? That is the best time to be able to have children. Yehuda Breid Rav Chia Chasnei Rav Yanai have Azal V'Yosef Bebeirav. Rav Yehuda, who was Rav Chia's son, and Rav Yanai was his father-in-law. He would sit and learn. Right, in the base midrash, the chol beis shimshi have also the beis site, right, and he would come every Friday. He would come home, right? So he have asi when he would come. So have a chazi kame umda nenura, and when he would come, there would be a fire that would be coming in front of him. Right, there's a story about Acher, whose father's right, whose father wanted him to learn Torah because he saw a pillar of fire, right, surrounding the Tanaim that came to his bris, right, and that's his father dedicated him to Torah study. Right, Tosfos says over there, where is that Tosfos? I forget already, but Tosfos says that that caused him to go off the derech because his beginning, his chala was raw, was bad. Right, the seed, right, the seed was rotten. If that was the only reason he was learning Torah, is because his father saw this great power, this fire floating around when there's learning Torah, so that that kind of paved the way for him to go off the derech. But anyway, so there would be a fire walking, preceding, right, walking in front of Yehuda Rebechia. Yom Chada Meshachtei Shmaitza. And again, similar story, that once he was learning so much, he didn't come home in time. And Kim Deluchazi, and when they didn't see it, they didn't see this fire, Ha'u Simana, the sign, Ramalu Rabbi Yane said, Kafi Mitaso, right, it must be that he died, impossible, he was always on time, it must be that he died, right, let's be knowing, Avelos, turn over your beds, Shemamali Yehuda Kaim, lo bitl onaso, because for sure if Yehuda was alive, he would never have missed out on this mitzvah of ona, of being with his wife on Friday night, and it wasn't true, I mean, he wasn't dead, but sure enough, it was as if a decree that came out mistakenly from the king, right, and it ended up that he did die. That he ended up dying. Rabbi Yehuda, right, again, you always have to be careful about what you say, right, certainly Talmidei Chachamim, but even regular people also, be careful, right, what comes out of a person's mouth, or at least always say Bli Ein Hara, or Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan, and stuff like that. Anyway, right, tremendous power of speech. Rabbi Yosek Leila Rei Be Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi wanted his son to marry into Rabbi Chia's family, so he married his daughter, but Rachman al-Tlan, he met the Mechtav Ksuba, Nach Nafshi de Revisa. When he went to write up the Ksuba, so Rachman al-Tlan, Rabbi Chia's daughter, died. Rabbi said, Chas Shalom Psulika. Maybe there's a psul in their families. Right? Maybe the Kosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to get married. So Yasivu Vainu Mishpachos, they went down to check the lineage. And Rabbi Asim Shvatia Ben Avital. Rabbi came from Shvatia. Right? Avital was one of David's wives. So Shvatia was one of David's sons. And Rabbi Chia Asim Shimi Achi David. Rabbi Chia came from Shimi, David's brother. So what? So Rashi says that already was a psul, that it was inappropriate for someone who's descended from the king to marry someone who's descended from not quite the king. Marashal says, no, it's the opposite. That wasn't a psul. They sat down and they found that both families were pristine, so that couldn't have been the reason why the girl died. Okay, fine. Just a fascinating story. Yesekle the Bray Bay Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. So Rebbe went, and again, the reason Rashi probably says that is because now Rebbe went to a different family, or maybe, you know, that to try and to make a shidduch. Could very well be the Marsha would just say, okay, maybe he didn't have another daughter. But okay, either way. So Rebbe went to Rebbe Yossi ben Zimra now to make a shidduch for a son. And Paskule, and they decided, right, Tarti Sari Shnin Lamezel Bebeirav. He said, okay, 12 years, again, between, again, we said the Kiddushin and the Yisuin, right, very often there was a year for the husband to be a Mefarnes, so here's a little different, 12 years to go learn in the Beis Medrash, right, that's a serious kolo. Right, so Achlefua, when Achlefua came, when they brought the girl in front of Rebbe's son, so Amalu, he said, Navishis Shanim. Let's make it 6 years. And apparently she was cute. So Achlevei Kamei, again, when he saw her a second time, so Amar Lehu, Ichnis V'Hoder Azel. Maybe, why don't we get married, and then I'll go learn. So Avai Kamachsif Be'avua. So Rabbi's son was embarrassed to say these type of things in front of his father. He's like, you know, originally it was 12 years, now it's 6 years, now I want to get married right away, and then I'll go learn. So maybe it's not so appropriate. So Amar Lehu, Rabbi said back to him, no. B'ni Das Konecha, you have the mindset of a Kosh Baruch Hu. Right? Because originally, the Pasuk says, Tiviemo Vesita Emo, right? Again, Pasuk in Az Yashir, that Tiviemo, I will bring you Vesita Emo, and then we will plant. Meaning that really, a Kosh Baruch Hu said that we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. With Basav, but at the end, Ksiv, what happened? Vesulim Mikdash, Veshachati Pisokham, Kosh Baruch Hu put the Mikdash in the middle of Am Yisrael already in the desert, even before they got to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu couldn't wait, Kiviyachol, to dwell amongst Am Yisrael. Azul Yosef Tarte Sani Shnei Beberav, so sure enough, they went to get married, Mazel Tov, and he went to learn in the Beis Medrash 12 years, like they agreed. Ad asa, but when he came, after he came after 12 years, iakar de bisu. Right, the wife, his wife was no longer able to have kids. Right, we learned in the beginning of Yavamos that if after 10 years, if there's no bia, woman loses her ability to have children. So Amar Rebbe hechin avid. He said, what do we do? So Rebbe said, what do we do? Nigarsha. If they divorce, Yomru, they will say, Aniel Zula Shav Shimra. What, this woman just sat there for 12 years, and all of a sudden the husband gets home and divorces her? Terrible. Nintzav Itzachrisi. Why, he can't take another wife, because Yomru, people will say, Zu Ishtov Zu Zunaso, that he has a wife and he has a zona, a prostitute, Rahman al Tzlan. And so Boyala Rachman Vitzamis Vitzais. So Rebbe Davin and Akash Baruch Hu healed her, and they were able to have children. Rabbi Chanani ben Chachinai, have a causal of Rav. Similarly, Rabbi Chanani ben Chachinai wants the base marriage. The Shili Hilud Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan. Right after the wedding of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. After the wedding of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and Amrlu, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Yaakov li ad asi b'hadach, wait for me until the festivities end. Meaning, wait, don't go back to the base marriage until the end of Shabbat Brachos. And sure enough, lo yakvule, right, Rabbi Chanani was ready to roll, right, we're back to the base marriage. What do you mean? The wedding's over, so he didn't wait for him. So Azul Yossi Trace, this really doesn't have any impact on the story, but it's fascinating nonetheless. Azul Yosef Trace, sorry, Shani Bebe Rav. So sure enough, he also learned 12 years of Beis Medrash. Ad Asi Ishtanu Shvili Demasa, and when he came back, the whole city was different. Below Yadol Mesel Beisa, he couldn't even find his house. So Azul Yosef Agudu Dinara went and sat by the river, and Shamalal he revised the Tavukari Le Bas Chachinai Mali Kultach. So here's people calling out the daughter of Chachinai, which was his father, right? So Pashas is either his sister or his daughter, right? Go fill up your kultich, your bottle, or I guess whatever, the jug or whatever it is that you bring down to the river. So Amrei said, Shmamina Hai Revisa Didan, apparently that's my family. So Azal Basra, he went after her, and Avi Yisimu Debisu Kanala Kimcha, right, he saw that his wife was sitting on the floor and sifting flour, Dal Enei Chazisa, and Sabi Libak Parach Rucha, Rahman Atlan, she saw him and she was so shocked that she died. That Rahman al Tzlan. So Amar Lefanav. So he said to Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, Hashem, come on. Aniya Zu Zesh Schara. This poor woman was sitting and waiting for her husband for 12 years. This is her award. So by Rachmi al Vichaya, right? Again, you can't even imagine these stories, but he davened for her and revived her. Rabbi Chama bar Bisa Azil. Rabbi Chama bar Bisa Azil Yasiv Trey Sane Sari Shnei Bebez Midrasha. Sure enough, Rabbi Chama bar Bisa also spent 12 years in the base medrash. Kiyasa, when he came back, so Amar lo yaved kidavid ben Chachinaya, he's already heard the story, right? I'm not going to do like Rabbi Chanani ben Chachinai. So Ayel Yosef ben Midrasha, so he went and sat in the base medrash. And Shalach Lebeise, also Rabbi Yoshia, Shalach Lebeise, and he sent somebody to tell him that he came back. So Aser, tell the wife, I guess. Aser Rabbi Yoshia, Bray Yosef Kameh, and sure enough, he was in the base medrash, and his son, Rav Oshia, who he didn't realize was his son, sat in front of him and have a kamasha le shmeitza, and he's asking him shailas. So chazad deka mitchad le shmeitza. You saw that he was a pretty top student. He was a sharp kid, and chalash daite, and he felt bad. Rav Chama bar Bisa felt bad. He said, "I hava yacha hava li zera kihai. Had I stuck around, I could also have a kid like this, right? I could have taught him and have a child, etc." Like, apparently, he didn't realize his wife was pregnant when he left, or maybe he did, whatever. Tachlis is, right, he left without realizing that he was going to have a kid. So Al Lebese and Al Bray, right, he went to his house and his son came also. So Kam Kameh, so Rabbi Chama got up for him, right, because he was suffering the Mishlei Shmaitz and Kibay. So he thought he wanted to ask another Shiloh, right, they were going to talk in the Torah, they were proper to be standing. Amrleid Debisu, Mi Ika Abba the Kayim Kameh Bra. So his wife was like, is there a father who stands up for his son? Ridiculous. So right, that was apparently her way of telling him, hey, this is your son. Karalei Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said, "Achud Amishulish Lo B'Mehiri Yinasek." Right, the string that is wound three times, meaning that the three stringed, I guess, string, right, it does not get cut easily because again, you had Zera Oshia, Benoshal Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa. Apparently, Bisa was a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Chama was a Talmud Chacham, and Rabbi Oshia, right, was also. He knew what he was doing, and Baruch Hashem, he was happy that his son was following his footsteps. All right, tomorrow we'll start with the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, and we'll go right to the end of the Shas. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.